From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi at the Seminar on Action for Peacekeeping A4P Women, Peace and Security WPS. Champions, practical recommendation for breaking barriers for women in peacekeeping virtually highlighted Indonesian's women increased participation in various United Nations peace missions. Minister Retno in the written statement on Friday as quoted by Antara explained that the fact a total of 183 Indonesian female soldiers are joining various UN peace missions shows Indonesian commitment to increase their number and support the creation of conducive environment for female soldiers in the UN mission. She also said ensuring a secure environment for female UN peacekeepers is the top priority of Indonesia as one of the biggest contributors of soldiers to the UN mission. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan has sought the direct distribution of vaccines and social aid among the people. The minister, who is serving as the coordinator for the Emergency Public Activities Restriction PPKM in Java and Bali, made the request during a meeting reviewing vaccination, the implementation of mobility restriction, and the optimization of military facilities for self-isolation and reinforcement held virtually on Friday. As quoted by Antara, Panjaitan in a statement explained that he asked for regional police and military chief to carry out patrols in the outskirts areas. Vaccination can be distributed directly there in the area. He informed in the month of July Indonesia will have an additional 46 million COVID-19 vaccine doses and they will be distributed to those living in the outlying and slum areas that do not have access to health facilities. More than 35 million Indonesians have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine as of July 9th, an increase of 914,000 compared to the previous day. Meanwhile, the number of Indonesians who have received the second vaccine dose has reached more than 14 million, up to more than 200,000 from the previous day, as per data released by the Health Minister on Friday as reported by Antara. Under the first phase of the National Vaccination Program, which has been implemented since January 13, 2021, the government is targeting to inoculate more than 14 million people. Overall, the government is aiming to vaccinate more than 180 million citizens, or 70% of the country's population, in an effort to develop herd immunity against COVID-19. Medical equipment comprising ventilators, oxygen cylinders, face masks, gloves, and personal protective equipment, or PPEs, donated by the government of Singapore, arrived in Jakarta on Friday to support Indonesia in battling the second wave of COVID-19. According to the Indonesian Foreign Ministry's written statement, the assistance provided is in the form of 200 ventilators, 256 empty 50-liter capacity oxygen cylinders, face masks, gloves, PPEs, and headgear, among other things. As quoted by Antara, the ministry revealed that the aid was sent by air and some other assistance will be sent by sea. In addition, the Indonesian government had purchased 10,000 oxygen concentrators from Singapore, of which 30 had arrived, along with other medical equipment donated by neighboring countries. Indonesia and Singapore have continued to intensify bilateral ties, including in developing quality human resources, as the Indonesian Minister of Industry forged cooperation with Singapore Polytechnic. This is a tangible commitment from the ministry in supporting the government's program on implementation of the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap that encompasses the aim to create industrial human resources that are ready to enter the Industry 4.0 era. It was said by head of the ministry's Human Resources Development Agency, Arus Gunawan, on Friday, escorted by Antara. Gunawan remarked that during the 2018-2019 period, the ministry had facilitated 100 training programs for 100 teachers from productive vocational high schools, gathered through the link and match program between vocational schools and industries across the country. Let's move on to the international news. Several countries promised to help Tunisia fight the coronavirus on Friday as the North African country recorded its highest daily death toll since the pandemic began, putting its health care system under severe stress and depleting oxygen supplies. President Kais Saied explained in its statement that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had pledged to send vaccination and whatever medical equipment Tunisia needed. Libya also pledged to send medical aid, the president's office said in a separate statement. Officials and local media said that Kuwait, Turkey and Algeria had promised to help. Qatar had already sent a military plane with the field hospitals on board, including 200 medics and 100 respirators. After successfully containing the virus in the first wave last year, Tunisia is now grappling with the rise in infection. It imposed a lockdown in some cities starting last week, but rejected a full national lockdown over concerns about the impact on the economy. The White House stated that President Joe Biden has told President Vladimir Putin the U.S. will take any necessary action to stop cyber attacks from Russia. But a reporter asked Biden after the hour-long phone call if Russia would face consequences, and he said yes. But Moscow denied U.S. claims they had contacted the Russians repeatedly about the cyber attacks in the past months. Friday's call between Putin and Biden follows their meeting last month in Geneva. It also comes amid an increase in attacks, including one that disabled 1,500 companies this month. That was the news. first news comes from Bantaeng, South Sulawesi. The Ministry of Industry in collaboration with PT Huadi Nickel Alloy has again opened a vocational education equivalent to Diploma 1 for 72 students in Bantaeng, South Sulawesi. Head of the Industrial Human Resources Development Agency of the Ministry of Industry, Arus Gunawan, said last Wednesday that this effort was made to support the industry in providing a competent workforce. The agency organizes the Mechanical Study Program, the Heavy Equipment Study Program, and the Smart Entrepreneurship Study Program. Next news comes from North Gorontalo District, Gorontalo Province. Researchers from the Archaeology Center of North Sulawesi discovered three pieces of ancient currency while conducting excavation at the Kota Mas Fort located in Cisadane Village, Kwandang District, North Gorontalo Regency. Head of the research team at the North Sulawesi Archaeology Center, Irna Saptaningrum, said on Wednesday that the two coins were issued during the Dutch East Indies Administration, as well as one issued by the Dutch East Indies Company, or VOC. According to Irna, the coins issued by the VOC showed that the fort had been occupied since the arrival of the Westerners in Kwandang. Apart from ancient coins, several pieces of ceramics and pottery in various shapes and colors were also discovered. This shows, apart from functioning as a military defense, the fort was also a residential area inhabited by local authorities and communities. Last news comes from Merak, Banten. Banten Police Chief Inspector General Rudy Herianto Adi Nugroho, along with Banten Police, main officials directly monitored the implementation of the COVID-19 vaccination service aboard the Merak Bakahoni ferry in Merak, Cilegon last Wednesday. Head of the Public Relations of the Banten Police, Grand Commissioner Edi Sumardi, said that the purpose of the vaccination on the ferry crossing the Merak Bakahoni port in Lampung was to provide convenience for people who had not been vaccinated, especially for logistic transport drivers, ship crews, and other people on board the ship. The vaccination activities on the ferry will continue to be carried out until July 20, 2021.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Today's story starts on July 10, 1962. The world's first communication satellite, Telstar, was flown into space. Telstar is a series of communication satellites consisting of Telstar 1 and Telstar 2. The Telstar satellite series is a satellite which marks a new era in electronic communication because it successfully broadcasts the world's first television broadcast. Telstar 1 was launched on 10th of July 1962 by using a Thor Delta rocket. The Telstar satellite suit was launched by NASA. A few hours after launching, the world's first live television broadcast from Earth Station in Andover succeeded across the Atlantic Ocean. So since that time, humans began to enter the era of communication satellites. Return to July 10, 1973, Independence of the Bahamas. The Commonwealth of the Bahamas is a country which consists of approximately 700 islands in the Caribbean region. The Bahamas became a British colony in 1718. About 8,000 British loyalists and slaves moved to the Bahamas in the late 1700s from New York, Florida, and Carolina. The Bahamas gained full independence on July 10, 1973. Since the 1950s, the economy of the Bahamas has developed based on two pillars of tourism and financial services. The last event on July 10, 1985, when Greenpeace's Rainbow Warrior was bombed and sunk. The Greenpeace Rainbow Warrior ship was bombed and sunk in the harbor of Auckland, New Zealand. Rainbow Warrior is one of the names for a series of marine vessels operated by Greenpeace. This ship was sunk by the French Secret Service DGSE in the port of Auckland, New Zealand on July 10, 1985 through sabotage. At the time, Greenpeace activities received massive terror because of opposing the French nuclear test carried out on the island of Mururoa around Polynesia. The Rainbow Warrior is one of three ships used by Greenpeace to carry out its actions against environmental destruction today. Two other ships, the Arctic Sunrise and Esperanza, sail in the Northern Hemisphere to the poles. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Seperti dulu dengan
cinta yang baru, yang berbeda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah, yeah. Tapi kini ku ingin tunjukkan masa laluku mendewasakan ku.
To the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Australia held the first Economic Trade and Investment Ministers virtual meeting on Tuesday. The meeting discussed increasing bilateral and global economic cooperation. It is a follow-up to the agreement between the two heads of government at the 2020 annual leaders meeting. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto led the Indonesian delegation on the occasion. He said that Indonesia and Australia needed to strengthen bilateral cooperation and exchange views and experiences in efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19 and towards economic recovery. On the occasion, both countries reaffirmed their commitment to an open multilateral trading system based on the principles agreed in the World Trade Organization WTO. Both of them also support reforms that are in line with the interests of all WTO members. Indonesia is projected to become a manufacturing powerhouse or processing center with easy access to various cheap and quality raw and auxiliary materials from Australia. In the goods trade and investment sector, Indonesia and Australia agreed to strengthen economic relations in the context of joint economic recovery and to optimize the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. At the end of the meeting, the Indonesian and Australian delegates recognized the importance of sustainable dialogue between the two strategic partners in realizing an open, inclusive, and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Thereby, Indonesia and Australia are committed to the Indonesia-Australia's Economic, Trade and Investment Ministers' meeting to be held annually in line with the commitments in the Joint Statement Indonesia-Australia Annual Leader Meetings in 2020. Also present as Indonesian delegates at the meeting were the Minister of Finance, Minister of Trade, Minister of National Development Planning, Minister of Investment represented by the Deputy for Investment Corporation, and the Indonesian Ambassador in Canberra. Meanwhile, the Australian government was represented by Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, Australian Minister of Trade, Tourism and Investment Dan Tehan, and Australian Ambassador designated in Jakarta Penny Williams.
Sebenarnya tahu kau ada sesuatu, matamu selalu saja mencari kemanapun aku pergi. Katakan sayang bila sayang. Cinta bila cinta. cinta.
And there was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, in spite of being traditional, market snacks are still often sought and enjoyed by culinary lovers. Its typical taste with unique textures makes people often buy the market snacks. It is also the same as the original food of Cilacap, a regency on the southern coast of Central Java, namely gembus cassava, or it is often simply called gembus. Thing about gembus is that the snack can be easily found at celebrations or wedding ceremonies of people who live in this area. Gembus must be one of the mandatory dishes served on long tables, which are completed with hot tea and several other foods. Like savory and slightly salty food, gembus is a snack that must be tried. The shape is similar to a donut, but with a smaller size. It feels chewy when beaten. Eating one gembus does not satisfy you because the food whose dough is made from grated cassava, tapioca flour, garlic, coriander, and salt makes you addicted to enjoying it. Sellers can usually be found in the afternoon until the evening in Cilacap. Their characteristic is selling gembus on the sidewalk, at the night market, or when there is a puppet show. They usually use a small stove and a wooden or bamboo box as a place to put raw gembus. For lighting, they use a flashlight or a small lamp that uses fuel. The shape of the utensil for draining the well-cooked gembus looks unique. The shape is long like a skewer, but is made of aluminum and it has a larger size. The well-cooked gembus will be lifted and put line up on the aluminum utensil. After that, gembus will be tied per 10 pieces by using a rope made of thin bamboo slats. It's unique, isn't it? Very delicious when eaten warmly, particularly when it is added to a cup of fresh tea or black coffee. Please do not eat cold gembus because the texture feels a bit tough and no longer delicious. Gembus is not only enjoyed with coffee or tea, it can also be enjoyed with pecel, a mixture of vegetables added with peanut sauce. The spicy taste of peanut sauce mixed with the savory gembus that makes you addicted. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
bukan hanya diriku yang terpikat padamu, namun kau memilihku. Banyak yang lebih hebat yang bisa kau dapatkan, namun kau memilihku.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Chicken feet are often turned into delicious snacks. However, this time, the chicken feet were used as a shoe-making material by a micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSMEs from Bandung, West Java. Hirka is a shoe manufacturer made of chicken feet leather that has been around since 2017. The founder of Hirka is Nurman Farirka, a young man born in 1995 and founded a production house located in Rego District, Bandung. The idea to make leather shoes from chicken feet was actually inspired by his father's journal about leather tanning techniques. After conducting research in developing shoe products made from chicken feet for approximately 2 years, Norman then began to officially release and market his products in 2017 at one of the international exhibitions, which immediately attracted the attention of many visitors in making shoes that are completely made of chicken feet. At least 40 to 80 chicken feet are needed, depending on the size. Meanwhile, shoes that are mixed with cow or sheep skin only require 15 until 18 chicken feet. According to Norman, the use of chicken feet skin is an alternative for making products in the fashion industry that are environmentally friendly. Currently, there are 5 types of chicken feet leather shoe collected owned by Hirka. They are Joka, Taviaro, Renjana, Balawan, and Eka Jati. All of these products are priced at various prices, ranging from 490,000 to 2.5 million rupiahs, depending on the amount of chicken feet used and the level of difficulty in making it. Listener, that's Miss Eleni for today. Thank you for listening.
Aku mengenal di kau tak cukup lama, separuh usiaku. Namun begitu banyak pelajaran yang aku terima. Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini, kita terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni. Segala kebaikan takkan terhapus oleh kepahitan. Kulapangkan resah jiwa karena ku percaya kan berujung indah. Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini, kita terlahir bagai semar kertas putih. Tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni. Terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal
tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de getting overbreaking van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Cendrawasih to be sung by Mus Mulyadi. Created by S. Padimin, this song describes the beauty of one type of birds which is found in the eastern part of Indonesia, or precisely in the Papua area. This bird is also found in the Torres Strait and eastern Australia. The lyrics of this song describe the beauty of the sparkling feathers of the cendrawasih bird. Moreover, cendrawasih also has a beautiful chirping that comforts anyone who listens to it. Listener, here is Mus Mulyadi with the keroncong song entitled Cendrawasi. Enjoy!
Cendrawasi berselimut bulunan bercahaya cahaya, bagai ratna menarik hati tampaknya. Dan tak mudah dapat terpikatnya. Cendrawasi itulah burung sepah raja, bulunya indah berkilauan menambatlah sukma. Cendrawasi berselimut bulunan bercahaya cahaya, bagai hati tampaknya. Tak mudah dapat terpikatnya. Cendrawasi itulah burung sepah raja, bulunya indah berkilauan menambatlah sukma.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
coba sini, tengok-tengok saya. Kata orang saya mirip Raisa.
Hai kamu yang cantik dan manis, sini ku hibur pakai bahasa Inggris. Are you smiling? Atau meringis? But I gotta say, I love you, babe. Pop sudah hadir di sini.
Is in the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Dalamnya lautan akan kuwarungi, gunung yang menjulang pastikan ku daki.
Rintangan yang datang takkan menghalangi segala niat yang telah kita yakini.
Kadang aku harus.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.